Hey people, it's Khan again. As I promised, I'll be doing an audio booming thingy about restoring, reverting from Windows 10 to Windows 7 from experience. And as you can probably hear, narrator is speaking in the background. I have Windows 7 64-bit installed now, and I'm just restoring my files from the latest backup. So, first things first, most Windows 10 users have experienced very annoying things when updating their computers. Microsoft has secretly placed a file remover on the updates that can remove files on your own programs, and that also can put back all the Metro applications you might have deleted before. This with Windows 10. And it can be very frustrating to go through your settings because Windows updates can mess with your settings with Windows 10 too. So, what I've done is I downloaded the Windows 7 ISO file, which is of course downloadable. I made a USB, bootable USB memory stick. And what you have to understand with this is this. If your computer is new, equals if it had Windows 8, 8.1, or 10 when you got it, it means it's probably using the UEFI in boot. So, you cannot install Windows 7 through the original mechanisms. You can install it through a DVD because then Windows bootloader doesn't detect it, nor can you install from a normal USB memory stick. You have to specialize it a bit. And that's where a program called Rufus, R-U-F-U-S, comes in handy. This program is really simple. You open it, and you choose the memory stick. Choose the ISO file. It detects the memory stick automatically if available. You choose the ISO file, and now two very important things. The file system has to be NTFS for Windows 7. Because if it isn't, well, it might break. The rule of thumb is the file system should be this for the new systems should be the same as your hard drive's file system. Then you can check from disk management or even a computer. Call your hard drive, go to properties. Choose the same file system as there is. For the booting type, choose GPTUFE. Because the BP whatever BPR I think is Microsoft's own, and as I told you, it doesn't work because of Windows 7 is not really designed to be installed on computers with UEFI boot. But you can really skip that. There's a workaround. You choose the GPT UEFI. Then what you do is you go to, you check that the settings are right, you've chosen a Windows 7 ISO image, you've put the file system to either NTFS or FAT32 depending on which your hard drive is formatted as, and you also have chosen the bootable type to be UEFI, GPT UEFI. Then you go, you press store it. It can take for a while. With the USB 2.0 stick, which is lower one, it can take up to 20 minutes. With the USB 3.0, it's obviously a lot faster. When it's done, you have the memory stick. Next step is to create a changed your bio settings. For this, the blind people who might be listening to this, you need a sighted person's help. You need to edit the bio settings of your computer to enable USB booting. How you do that is you start the computer and it says go to there's a text on the screen before Windows starts. It says to go to BIOS, press. It's either F2 or F8. You press one of those, it goes to BIOS. You choose booting or boot. You could also disable secure boot because you don't really need that. Disable secure boot and then go to the booting order. And change the values with F6 and F5, F5 and F6. So if you want to, there's a HDD/SSD first, and then there's USB second. Let's imagine it was this way. You would go to the USB and press F5, and it would swap the USB to be first. You do that until USB is first, HDD/SSD is second. Then we save the settings, and there we go. Now what you can do is you can shut down the computer, plug the USB stick in, and boot it up. What happens is it starts a Windows setup. Well, what you can also do if you're blind, especially if you're blind, using a screen reader, go to the open the mem stick in my computer or this PC, depending on which Windows version you're currently using. Choose go to the folder setup or boot and there setup.exe. Run that as administrator there, because then you can choose the partition that you want to install Windows on and all the important data without needing side help. And then it starts. Now, an important note is this. When your computer shuts down, reboots itself for Windows startup, for the finalization of the installing, it's vital that you do not touch the USB memory stick. I know people who've done this, who've even unplugged the stick while the finalization was in progress. Well, as you could imagine, it broke the installation pretty badly. Luckily, it could be fixed by reinserting the USB media, but not all OSs or not all laptops or computers are that flexible. So once again, even the hard drive might stop spinning or you might not hear it spinning if it's an HDD. Just wait. You will hear the sign-in sound from Windows 7 pretty shortly. And once you're done, you can do like me. Well, first things first, you should take a backup before doing all of this. Once you're done, go to open Narrator, Windows R, Narrator, Enter. Plug the external media that you're backed up your data into and open it. Open the media in your computer, because Windows 7 is called computer, and choose restore files. And there you go, you got all your files back, no data lost. Oh, before I go, you should also know that there's a little thing called you can want to install it, and then you can make a Windows 7 style backup of Windows 10 by typing backup and choosing backup Windows 7. At any rate, that's all for now, guys. I hope you enjoy and have fun. Thanks.